For that informative issues and answers show, Greenwich Matters, where your host, Sam Romeo, will keep you up to date on the political scene in Greenwich, along with decisions made at the state and federal levels that impact Greenwich. And of course, he'll take your calls at 661-5051. That's 661-5051. And now, here is your host, Sam Romeo.
Okay, we're back. We're live. We're on the air. This evening, we're going to have some live guests here in the studio, and they're going to make a case why energy efficient building makes sound financial sense for developers. And trying to get something set up here. A little before show work. But anyway, we have live in the studio tonight. We have Megan Sanders, Rob Kennedy, Mark Betts, and we also have in live in the studio Stephen Hall, who's a local businessman and heavily involved in building materials here. He has an office on Greenwich Avenue. So why don't we... But Rob, why don't you, who's going to do the, Mark, why don't you do the introduction of Megan and Larry, Stephen.
Well, good evening, everyone. And Sam, thank you very much. Tonight we're going to talk to a couple of experts who are going to make the case for why energy efficient buildings make sound financial sense for developers. And we have with us tonight Megan Saunders from the 2013 district, and we have Steve Hall from Chandler LLC, who is a design-build contractor with an emphasis on sustainability and high-performance buildings. Megan, why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about what you do in the 2013 district in Stamford, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, sure. I want to clarify first. It's actually the 2030 district.
Oh, bumps.
That's okay. So it's the year 2030. That's our goal. So we're a nonprofit in Stamford. We're actually a joint partnership between the Business Council of Fairfield County and the Connecticut Fund for the Environment. And we work with the local building owners and property managers to share best practices in the industry around our goals, which are energy efficiency, water use reduction, and transportation emissions reductions.
Okay, and how long have you been involved with this?
I've been doing this for about 2.5 years.
And tell us a little bit about why this initiative is so important.
Yeah, so it actually started probably about 8 years ago. The Business Council had gotten a grant from the EPA to look at the energy use of the buildings in downtown Stamford. And what they found was we have some aging buildings, high energy uses, but yet our state has some really great innovative programs, things like the Green Bank and our utility incentives that come from Eversource. And so they saw a need for connecting these things, and so they said, if we can create something like a 2030 district, we can be sort of a clearinghouse for all of the information. What are the technologies and financing opportunities to really help building owners understand what needs to be done and then actually get it done?
Okay. And you mentioned the Green Bank. I know that that's somebody that Rob Kennedy has been talking to even about potentially coming on the show. Tell us a little bit about what you know about the Green Bank and how they influence what you do and what that means to the 2030 district.
Yeah, sure. So they're definitely one of our partners. I can't speak to all of the programs that they offer, but they offer different incentives for building owners and financing programs. One of their key programs is called CPACE, Property Assessed Clean Energy, that basically allows a property owner to finance energy efficiency upgrades through their property tax bill. And so it's just an alternative for people that may not be able to get traditional financing to be able to make these upgrades in their building.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to introduce Rob Kennedy. I want Rob to kind of give us a little bit of background about how this show came about tonight.
Good I had gone to a 2030 event a few weeks ago. It was a symposium, and they had some of the luminaries in the office space industry talking about how to make their buildings more efficient. Hank Ashforth was there, and a couple of folks, another one from JLL. And when I was there, I met Steve Hall, and Steve Hall had the same vision that we did about making buildings more efficient. And so after this presentation, I started talking to Meg Saunders and said, hey, you know, maybe you guys would like to come on the radio show and talk to the listeners and reach out to the architects and others about how to make buildings more efficient.
I may want to add, though, that Stephen Hall is involved with the Neighbor to Neighbor project here locally that went through planning and zoning, and Steve has been an integral part working with the development of that building, and I'm pleased that we're getting that finally done because it's sorely needed. So, Steve?
Yeah, thank you very much. I'm very excited about that building, and we, the building committee for the organization, are very enthusiastic about making it as energy efficient as possible. We're planning to put some solar panels on the project. I'll make one note of correction for what Mark just said. I am not a design build contractor. I'm an owner rep project manager. I manage the whole process of design and construction for
very
for
important
owners.
Part of the project. I think the most important part.
I like to think so too.
All right. So, what else did you want to bring into the building materials aspect of it? You make recommendations on that too, along with being a project manager?
I do. I've just been certified as what they call ICP, or Investor Confidence Project Developer. I have those credentials now. What that means is that on building projects for larger buildings in particular, although small buildings would apply too, what Megan is trying to do in Stamford is convince owners to undertake some sort of a building energy retrofit. I would come in and play the role of making sure that these protocols were followed so that the estimates of the energy consumption are verified and are bankable and then can qualify for the financing. One other thing that I have done is I've gotten immersed along with Megan. We've had several discussions. There are many forms of financing these projects now, and there's a clear business case to be made why this really works to economic advantage of building owners. In fact, for every day they don't do this, they're losing money, and their competitors are gaining money by doing it.
Now, Megan, you had brought up before, we were talking before the show, about air quality. You get into that also.
Right. Well, as it relates to energy efficiency, because there actually is a connection. In fact, we were just talking about our awards event we did earlier this year, and we actually awarded a project in Greenwich who did just that. They used an ionization system in their building and were able to reduce the amount of outside air that was required and also reduced VOCs and other things that were coming in from the outside air, from the train station, from I-95, making the occupants in the building healthier, which has been proven recently through a Harvard study that also increases productivity for the employees. So it's really a win-win situation for the building owner as well as the occupants of the building.
And all of you out there in the listening area know Greenwich Plaza, and that's the building that we're talking about.
Right.
So that's a tremendous thing to accomplish there.
Yeah, it's amazing. But as Steve was saying, we wouldn't be doing this if it didn't make business sense. This is about, you know, sharing those opportunities that are out there. People really need to be looking at this because, you know, the split incentive issues are not really there. There's things like green leases. There are plenty of different financing programs that are available to really help building owners through this process in a way that really helps their bottom line.
And, you know, I for one have been involved in a lot of building lately in the last 5 years here in town. And believe me, I look at energy cost savings as our is a big part of our projects, and we do that, and we pay a little bit more, but it's worth it in the long run. It makes financial sense to go your way.
Yeah, I agree. And we start small. We really believe that when you join 2030, you have to benchmark your building. And so you can't manage what you don't measure. And some people are not even looking at the energy costs for their building. And so the first step is really just taking a look and seeing where you're at, comparing yourself to your neighbors, and then learning from them and the great things that they're doing.
I was just looking at something that Larry just gave me about finding the gold in your building, and we couldn't say it more easily.
Right.
The gold is in the building.
That's right. It's you have energy savings there, and what both Megan and I, we're very complementary in what we do. I'm more on the execution side. She's on the motivation side and the example side to make the case. But it's actually a very small world. I happen to know the same folks that did the ionization process or installation at the plaza myself. It's a great system, Active Air Solutions. But all what Megan is doing, what I'm doing, I would like to do is to talk to building owners and say it's very confusing when they look at this and they say, oh, my goodness, there's so many factors and people to put together to make this happen. How is that possible? How can I do that? And I'm kind of the go-to guy once somebody decides, or there are many others like me too out there, but I'm the go-to guy to put the team together that can actually deliver the project that Megan is talking about.
And Mark, you're at the head of that team?
Oh, yeah. Mark and his work and his building materials are right in there.
Yes, Sam, from the perspective of the material products, you know, as you know, from some of the products that are in the Greenwich Housing Authority, Greenview does everything that it can from that side of the equation to start with the best materials possible. You know, our job is to go out and source the highest efficient, most efficient building products and introduce them to the people who matter, people like Steve who are going to help get them into the building. Mm-hmm. And not in any way. I just want to note that, there's no endorsement whatsoever from the 2030 or Steve, but we're all always looking for people like them to partner with and join forces in this effort. It's a very important effort, and sometimes it's an uphill challenge to create the awareness that is necessary. And as I was mentioning earlier in the evening, we were talking about windows and talking about sometimes the most important thing that you can do with a window is to just get the consumer to look at the NFRC label. The proof is in the numbers. If you look at the numbers, and that's going to tell you really all you need to know about that particular product. It's going to tell you what kind of heat loss you're going to have, and what the air infiltration is like, and these the products they have the information is all there if you're willing to take the time to find it. So from that regard, we're really involved in it from a material perspective, and then as Steve was pointing out, Megan is really about, and the 23rd District is about awareness. And then from an execution standpoint, it's just a pleasure to run into people like Steve Hall and even yourself, Sam. I mean, you've been involved in this for a long time, many years. Greenwich is a leader in the efforts towards sustainability. We've seen that for many years now, and if you go throughout the state and you look at the different towns, I can tell you firsthand with some of the people that we're involved with recently that they are following your lead. They're looking to people within the Greenwich Housing Authority. They ask us when we go out if we're talking to Norwalk or Greenberg or other towns in the area. They're asking us about, you know, what towns like Greenwich are doing. Greenwich and the Greenwich Housing Authority has really been particularly good in taking an active role in supporting our efforts. They call people. They welcome us to have people call them and
come
say,
on, take a look, yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's important because it's really one town helping the next and helping them understand.
It's the whole region. It's all interconnected. Yeah. Megan, I have a question. Along with helping get finance for these projects, are there any tax credits still available to developers or people that can get something from the state if they go green?
I believe there are still some federal tax credits. I think Steve might have some more experience with that.
Steve?
Yes,
Steve.
There are.
You got to get close to the mic here.
Steve, do you want to speak to that?
Yes, there.
Oh, this is quite loud.
Well, we can turn you down.
Yes, there are a variety of incentives and rebates depending upon in Connecticut. There's the investment tax credit. There's still, I believe, there's still accelerated depreciation for commercial building owners. On various products, you have rebates that are
for manufacturer.
Manufacturer rebates, and that's what I talk about in this little blurb I happen to hand you here, Sam, was that there's gold in the savings of energy. Once you look at the savings in energy, you come up with the solutions, the systems, and the products that you're going to use. That's more gold that you find with the incentives, and that's why building owners really need to dig deep into their building and find out what they can do.
Well, we found that, you know, what we did a lot of conversions in our buildings, and it's helped our bottom line tremendously. And that money that we save, we can do reinvestments back into our capital plan. So it's a tremendous thing to look at when you already have the money and you keep more of what you're taking in. It's not going out through the window.
Well, we don't need to convert you.
No,
that's for sure.
We're doing the converting.
Yeah.
So, Mark, is there some new product that you and I were talking about last week?
I can.
We got, you know, a few more minutes if you want to bring us up on those new products.
Well, one product in particular that's getting a lot of attention is this Porcewall product. It's a porcelain enameled steel, which is a it's sort of a next generation wall panel, and we've recently had it spec'd in by a number of architects on some larger scale projects. I'm sorry, and it's just another case where we're able to find a company that's building a better mousetrap. This product can be seen in subway systems, airports, you know, municipal buildings all over the world. And what we've done is we've sourced this product and we've come up with some ways to bring it more into the mainstream. It's a product. This wall panel is a graffiti-proof product. It's antibacterial. It does not promote the growth of bacteria.
Non-porous.
Very non-porous. It's been time tested. It's not a new product, but it's new to the mainstream market. You can see it at the 8th Avenue subway in Manhattan. You can see it at the Boston Aquarium or in the Baltimore-Washington Airport. But what we're doing is we're introducing it in a manner that can be used in buildings that you're building or buildings, you know, that your local town is working on or what have you. And it's a very versatile product. It comes with a 20-year guarantee, and hopefully we'll be seeing it, you know, very soon. But that's you'll be able to visit our website, greenviewbuildingproducts.com, and you'll be able to see this soon. We're going to have the folks from Horse of Wall on in the coming weeks.
Good. How can we get a hold of Larry and Megan if somebody wants to skunk that thing?
Steve.
I mean, what am I saying, Larry? Steve.
I look like a Larry.
Yeah. how can we get a hold of you people? You want to give a website or
sure.
an email or?
My website is ChandlerLLC.com. I'm up at 50 Greenwich Avenue. If somebody wants to come and knock on my door, up in the upper end across from
Pickwick
Plaza.
And nice view over here.
Well, I don't have much of a view, but, you know,
back.
As I walk to my office,
yeah.
I do.
Yeah, and our website is www.2030districts.org/Stamford, and all of our contact information is there. And I'm located in downtown Stamford in One Landmark Square. So.
Why don't you give it one more time so they can get a pencil if they didn't have one?
Sure, 2030districts.org/Stamford.
And Steve?
ChandlerLLC.com. That's ChandlerLLC.com.
So listen, folks, I think it's been a very interesting a conversation here this evening. And I hope those of you have heard the show, listened to the show. You podcasted it tonight? Did you podcast this tonight?
I think we recorded it.
Oh, okay. All right. And I have to sign a release. But it was very interesting. And please, if you have any questions, you can get a hold of Mark or Megan. Or Steve at their websites. And till next time, you'll be listening to Sam Romeo on 1490 WGCH.